Welcome to Community Spotlight, where we'll spend a few minutes together learning more about the issues impacting us in the Twin Cities.
98.5 KTIS, welcome to our Community Spotlight. And it's just really appropriate, especially for this week's guest. I want to introduce you to Pastor Seth Perry, who is a pastor at Elim Lutheran Church in Scandia, Minnesota. But he also has an incredible ministry that is beyond the church in Scandia. Talking about mental health, we're shining a light on mental health. And that's basically what you decided you wanted to do, right?
Absolutely. I saw it both as a personal endeavor and as a church-wide endeavor to start talking about mental health at church, to start highlighting the needs of the people who are showing up every Sunday, and also to talk about our surrounding communities and what we can do as a church to serve people who need a little bit of hope, need a little bit of direction, and also need to kind of reduce the stigma around mental health conditions and trauma and other conditions that people just don't really normally talk about.
It's really true, isn't it? I mean, we're at church and we want to be there with each other, but there's so many things that we just don't talk about.
Absolutely. And I grew up in the church. I stepped away from the church when I was 15. And when I grew up, it was something where there was kind of a culture of silence around anything that had to do with mental health. If you had a physical health condition, like if you had a broken leg, if you had a cancer diagnosis, or if there was any general medical concern, it was all right to just say, this is what I'm struggling with. People would pray for that in the church that I grew up in. But when it came to something like a mental health condition or an unfortunate death by suicide, you just never heard anyone talk about it, right?
You're absolutely right. We're talking with Pastor Seth Perry, and this really comes from a personal place with you and what you have gone through in your life, your journey, and you're very transparent about it.
I am. So my journey was difficult because I first started having mental health symptoms when I was 14 and 15 years old. And I saw my first psychiatrist when I was 17. I was hospitalized for the first time when I was 25 years old. And I was hospitalized for 8 weeks in a psychiatric ward.
Yeah.
I had an issue with mental health and addiction. And I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder in my final year of university when I was 25. And then after that, between age of 25 and 29, I was again hospitalized in four different facilities until I finally found recovery at age 29.
Oh my goodness.
So then when I was, cleaned up and feeling better and on the right path, I returned to church. And that's when I kind of felt a little bit odd sharing that I struggled with a mental health condition. So I kept it private for quite some time. Yeah.
What is it that made you decide to share your story? There are things that people, doctors, as you mentioned, if you have an open wound or something, it's like, we can see that that's real. Mm-hmm. But how did you decide to then go public and in turn help others with that?
I felt that, after about 13 years of keeping it private, which meant, I went through seminary. I didn't share that I had bipolar disorder when I did my master's of divinity, right?
My goodness, like, yeah.
I went through a pastoral internship in my first congregation and I didn't share with anybody. And I got to a point where I just realization, in 2022, in around the winter of 2022. And I said, there's so many people that I know are struggling that talk to me in private in my office as a pastor one-on-one about a mental health condition, either depression, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia. And on top of that, then you have all their loved ones and friends that are telling me, hey, Seth, what can I do? But it's all in the privacy of the pastor's office.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, on the other side of the desk saying, wow, I wish I could disclose that, I've been, finding an appropriate treatment path that includes going to church, that includes support groups, that includes faith support and the assistance of counselors and therapists and psychiatrists, and I've been doing that for a while. And so I said, it would really help the community and the broader church if I just decided to post a video saying, I have bipolar disorder, I'm a pastor, and just plainly, say, I'm going public with this, and I'm doing it to really kind of transform the conversation around mental health in the church. And that was my goal.
And we're talking with Pastor Seth Perry, and I'm looking at your website, and it's a good one. It's called giveupthestigma.com. And you have a lot of folks that believe in you, that believe in this, and have rallied around you, getting grants and things like that. Tell us a little bit how that happened.
Yeah, so I worked with a few other pastors, and they said, I think the work that you're doing could be helped by an mHealth Fairview grant that they give faith communities, and also the Walmart Foundation. I'm grateful for them donating money to our 2024 campaign. And with that kind of support, they were able to support us in producing a 30-day devotional that, you know, we've distributed 100 copies already, and
wow.
and we have 150 more to give away in the next 5 weeks, and we will be printing more because we keep receiving donations. And so that was one part of this, is that, you know, I wrote a 30-day devotional that was something that people could read if they have a mental health condition, if they love someone with a mental health condition, and they can really understand my journey from birth to recovery. And I do it through reflecting on scriptures that really have helped me frame my understanding of my mental health condition and my journey to recovery. So that was one aspect of what we've helped, how we've helped with people. And you mentioned my website, and that's available really to everyone here in our church. And they often read something that I posted, either a devotional or an article, and it starts the conversation. We start having conversations at coffee hour around what I've written or what I'm being vulnerable about when I'm preaching. So that has been the goal, and I'm really happy to see it come to fruition. Absolutely.
Yes. And I'm, I was just reading one of your blogs, one of your devotions, actually. And you're so transparent. I absolutely love that. And based on Psalm 130. And I just think it works so well for the person who is going through this, going, I am not alone. Because I wondering what it was like for you to go through all of the schooling you did, the advanced schooling, with a diagnosis. And that would even make things worse, I would think, when you're trying to suppress that, you know, and be someone that you're not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And that devotion on Psalm 130 was inspired by a visit with someone who was currently in hospital. And I saw that they were someone who was incredibly alone, and that they were dealing with depression. I prayed with them. I placed my hand on their shoulder. I flipped in my pastoral care handbook to a psalm that I knew would be meaningful to them. And as I drove back home, I said, well, that's a whole perspective that I need to kind of address, that there are people out there that are alone, and they need to know that, yes, God is with them 100% of the time in their life. What I know about Jesus Christ and theology is that Christ is all about relieving us of our burdens. And I'm really glad that I've been able to do that and kind of do it publicly. So at our church right now, we're in the middle of a campaign, and we are offering free suicide intervention classes at this time. So these are 90-minute classes that NAMI Minnesota, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is coming in and teaching classes here in Scandia, Minnesota, which is, it's an accessible drive from anywhere in the Twin Cities, and it's a beautiful drive to come out here.
Yes, it is.
And that's on February 28th at 10:30 a.m. and March 16th at 10:30 a.m. and March 23rd at 10:30 a.m. And you can register online on our website, elamscandia.org. And and so that's one thing that we're doing. And another thing that we're doing is we're going to shine a spotlight on PTSD, and specifically PTSD awareness for our first responders. And we're having a speaker come in, and that's happening on March 20th at 5:15 at our church.
Pastor Seth Perry is our guest this morning. We will be praying for you. And I'm wondering if here at the end of this chat, if you could just pray for those who are feeling lonely right now, who are feeling confused because they are where you were.
Absolutely. I'd love to. Gracious and loving God, we know that you are with us when we feel alone. And we know that you are with us even if we think we can't see you. God, gather us together in your arms today. Gather those who feel depressed. Gather those who are struggling with a diagnosis. Gather those who are confused about what's happening in their own mind. And God, may your healing touch be ever present in our lives. May it be present for those who have to go to hospitals, who have to go to therapists, who have to go to counselors to get assistance. And be with those family members who worry about their loved ones as well. Gather us together in a community of loving support, care, and understanding, because we know that you are the one who will remove our burdens. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, the great healer of all. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks for spending a few minutes with us on Community Spotlight. We'll see you again next week.